He was supposed to hear something at 5 o'clock, doesn't hear anything. 5:30 rolls around, doesn't hear anything. And then I get a call from my mom at about 5:50, and, you know, he got in. I went outside, you know, I took the dog out, and I actually broke down crying. It was just so special, knowing what it meant to him more than anything.
Ted Thompson said, "This probably means more to Ron than anybody." Why do you think that is?
I think just his appreciation for the history of the game. He still, as a hobby, watches, you know, stuff from 1940s NFL. And when he was a little kid, I mean, I don't know how he remembers any of the players, but his appreciation for the history of the game and the guys that got in the Hall of Fame.
And now Ron Wolf is one of them. And his induction will be celebrated with a halftime ceremony at Lambeau Field, the site of what he calls his best moment as the architect of the Packers' return to glory.
Man, we've waited a long time, folks. The Packers are on their way to New Orleans for Super Bowl 31.
I think that's why that NFC Championship game was so special to him, is because it was in front of the true diehard Packer fans.
Hey, Green Bay, how about this? Guess where we're going?
I think it's definitely going to be special for him. I know, obviously, the community of Green Bay has been tremendous to him and to our family, and you know, it still is, with me still living here.
Living and working here as the Packers' director of player personnel, Elliott Wolf has been preparing for that role since the age of 10. When he began sitting in on film sessions with his father, that was all it took for him to know what he wanted to do.
The first documented moment that I can remember, fifth grade graduation, we had to put what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I put NFL scout. And I've been, you know, definitely fortunate enough to live my dream.
Elliott, do you ever see your dad in the way you go about your business? I mean, those are some inherited qualities there.
Yeah, really the honesty, you know, not sugarcoating things when they don't need to be sugarcoated. He was raised that way, and he's always prided himself on being honest, and I try to do the same thing.
A winning formula then, and a winning formula now.
After you guys won the Super Bowl in Dallas, it was the morning after, you know, people are milling around the lobby and stuff like that. And I was sitting on a couch talking with your dad, and you walked by, and he goes, and he points at you, and I know he's my son, but I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, yeah, and anytime, he's not the most in touch with his feelings guy, so anytime he says something like that, it means a lot, because you can tell it's not as easy for him to say, so the few instances that he says it really mean a lot to me.